Hey there and welcome back to Curious Cat. I'm Andy, and today I'm taking you on a journey that starts with a simple blacksmith's breakthrough and ends with tractors that practically drive themselves. We're talking about John Deere, not just the man who changed farming forever, but the green giant of agriculture that still bears his name today. Picture this. It's 1837, and imagine you're a farmer trying to plough the thick, sticky prairie soil of Illinois. You're constantly stopping to scrape mud off your iron plough. Frustrating, right? Well, one Vermont blacksmith was about to solve that problem in a way that would literally help build America. Let me tell you the story of how a bankrupt blacksmith became the father of modern agriculture, and how his company went from making simple ploughs to creating machines that use GPS satellites to plant crops with millimeter precision. John Deere was born on February 7th, 1804, in Rutland, Vermont. His father was a tailor, and young John spent time in that shop watching his dad polish needles by running them through sand until they gleamed. Little did he know, this childhood memory would later spark one of agriculture's greatest innovations. At 17, Deere apprenticed with a blacksmith and eventually opened his own shops in Vermont. But here's where the story gets interesting. In 1836, facing bankruptcy, he made a desperate decision that would change everything. He packed up his tools and headed west to Grand Detour, Illinois, following a business associate who promised better opportunities. Now, Grand Detour desperately needed a blacksmith, so Deere had no trouble finding work. He set up a small shop, just 1,378 square feet, and began making the usual tools, pitchforks, shovels, horseshoes. But he quickly noticed something that frustrated every farmer in the area. Their cast iron and wooden ploughs were useless against Illinois' rich prairie soil. The sticky clay would cling to the plough, forcing farmers to stop every few steps to scrape it clean. Some farmers were spending more time cleaning than ploughing. This is where Deere's genius kicked in. Remember those polished needles from his father's tailor shop? He started thinking, what if the same principle applied to ploughs? What if he could create a surface so smooth that the soil would slide right off? In 1837, Deere found his answer. According to legend, he took a discarded Scottish steel saw blade, already polished smooth from years of use, and shaped it into a plough. The result was revolutionary, the first self-scouring steel plough. The polished steel surface allowed that stubborn prairie soil to slide off effortlessly, transforming ploughing from a frustrating chore into smooth, efficient work. But here's what made Deere truly ahead of his time. He didn't just invent a better plough, he revolutionized how farming equipment was sold. Instead of the traditional approach of making tools only when customers ordered them, Deere started manufacturing ploughs in advance. This meant farmers could see exactly what they were buying and take it home the same day. Word spread like wildfire. By 1838, Deere had sold his first plough to Lewis Crandall, a local farmer who became his unofficial marketing department. Two neighbors immediately placed orders. By 1841, Deere was producing up to 100 ploughs per year from his tiny shop. But he was just getting started. In 1843, Deere partnered with Leonard Andrus to build a larger factory along the Rock River. They were producing 400 ploughs a year by 1844, but the partnership soured. Deere wanted to expand beyond their local area, while Andrus was content staying small. By 1848, Deere had dissolved the partnership and moved to Moline, Illinois, specifically to access the railroad and Mississippi River for shipping. The move to Moline was brilliant. By 1849, the Deere, Tate and Gould Company was producing over 200 ploughs per month. By 1857, they were manufacturing almost 1,120 implements monthly, including wagons, corn planters and cultivators. But here's my favourite part of the story. Deere's commitment to quality was absolute. He once said, I will never put my name on a product that does not have in it the best that is in me. This wasn't just marketing speak. It was a philosophy that would carry the company through nearly two centuries. John Deere died in 1886, but his company was just hitting its stride. In 1918, Deere and Company purchased the Waterloo Gasoline Engine Company, marking their serious entry into the tractor business. By 1923, they launched the Model D tractor, a machine that would be produced for 30 years, making it the longest production run of any two-cylinder John Deere tractor. Now let's jump to today. because this is where the story gets absolutely fascinating. That same company that started with a polished saw blade is now at the forefront of what's called precision agriculture. We're talking about tractors equipped with GPS systems, accurate to within inches, sensors that can detect soil moisture and nutrient levels in real time, and combines that can adjust their harvesting patterns based on satellite imagery. Modern John Deere equipment doesn't just plant crops, it plants them with scientific precision. Their tractors can drive themselves in perfectly straight lines, plant seeds at exact depths and spacing, and even vary the seed density based on soil conditions detected by onboard sensors. Some of their combines can harvest crops while simultaneously creating detailed maps of yield variations across a field, helping farmers optimize their operations for the following year. Think about this progression. From a man manually scraping mud off his plow every few steps, to machines that use satellites 12,000 miles above Earth to guide planting operations, John Deere's original steel plow helped settlers break the Great Plains. Today's John Deere equipment is helping farmers feed a world population of nearly 8 billion people. The company now ranks 84th on the Fortune 500, with operations spanning agricultural machinery, construction equipment, forestry machinery, and even financial services. They've maintained that Leaping Deer logo for over 155 years, and their slogan, "Nothing runs like a deer," has become one of the most recognizable taglines in American business. But perhaps most remarkably, the core principle John Deere established in 1837 remains unchanged. Solve real problems for the people who feed the world. Whether it was sticky prairie soil, stopping farmers in their tracks, or today's challenge of feeding 9 billion people by 2050, while using resources more efficiently, John Deere has consistently been there with innovative solutions. So the next time you see that familiar green and yellow equipment in a field, remember, you're looking at the continuation of a story that began with one man's refusal to accept that's just how things are done, from a bankrupt blacksmith's desperate move west to a global technology leader shaping the future of farming. John Deere proves that sometimes the most profound revolutions start with the simplest observations. What problems in your own life might be solved not by accepting limitations, but by asking, what if there's a better way? After all, the difference between sticky soil and smooth ploughing was just a matter of the right surface. What surfaces in your world might need a little more polish? Thanks for joining me on Curious Cat today. Until next time, keep that curiosity alive.